Hello and welcome to Your Creative Haven, a podcast by Kobe. I'm your host, Josh Reck. Do you tend to work by yourself on projects? Do you get input from others? Is it because you're avoiding doing more work or afraid of your work being critiqued? Are you trying to avoid conflict or trying to keep creative control? Yeah, I've done it too. Welcome to the series about owning your creative journey. We'll talk about things that are getting in the way of your creativity and stopping you from growing, and tips on how to overcome these things. Today we will be talking about the lonely creative. A lot of us tend to do work on our own, relying on our own ability and knowledge. There can be a lot of reasons for this. Maybe because we want control of the project and process, or don't want to be accountable or have pressure from others, or we don't really know anyone that would be interested in working with us, or we just enjoy working by ourselves. Let me first start off by saying, yes, it's way easier to work by yourself. There's no conflict, you get all control, you work on your own timeline, and don't even have to finish your project. This isn't bad. There's totally times where I lean towards this route. But let me also say, I've had some of my best experiences working with a group of people. We also miss a big part of growing as a creative when we tend to stay away from working with others. Yes, you have to collectively make decisions, there's conflict at times, and you usually have to work on a timeline. But you also have access to not just your own expertise, but access to the whole group. And not just that, you have access to all of their network and connections. I know that we can miss out on creating something amazing instead of something good when we don't utilize the people around us. I know what it's like to both choose to go alone and also have not had people that I knew in my industry, but I know it can feel, well, lonely. And it's not fun to feel that way. It can also be hard to get motivated when you feel alone. But later, I'll give you some tips on how to not do it alone if you choose so. Last time, I shared my story of creating short films with my friend, my brother, and my cousin, and a whole group of others. Well, the second short film we worked on, I actually started writing alone. And I liked the process. It had all of my deep emotional moodiness and character struggles and depth. And then a friend came along and we decided to start writing together. She and I would meet at a coffee shop by our houses and come up with ideas and write. It was such a fun process. She added so much more to the story than I could have done on my own. And she ended up having to travel for a few weeks. So once again, in my parents' living room, I began writing with my brother Chris and my cousin John Mark. And this is where it got to a whole new level. A time machine came into play, and it went in a direction that I never thought it would. Honestly, at first, I wasn't sure if I liked it because it was so different than the original story. But then, as I began to sit on it, I began to love the idea because it added this epic theme to our story. And in this writing process, there was a bit of conflict for the story changing, feelings were hurt, it was something that was needed to be worked through. This happens. This is what a lot of people try to avoid in creating alone. But learning to communicate through the process is the key. Honestly, what I want to say about creating with other people is that it's so much fun. When it's something everyone is passionate about, it's an amazing process. I love brainstorming with other people and coming up with big ideas. When it's a group that you trust, and that is an important lesson in the journey, you can rely on them for encouragement, support, and to pick up the slack, and to just be on the journey with you. I want you to be just as excited as I am when you think of creating with others. So I'll share some of the tips that I've learned. They'll be about who to create with, how to find them, and how to have a great experience working together. Number one, find people with similar values as you. First, you have to know your own though. So write down 5 to 10 of your biggest values, not just in the project, but also in your life. It can be what kind of projects you want to create, things like always being open and honest, having fun, being encouraging, just to give you a few ideas. You'll make your projects much smoother if those expectations are set. Number two, if you're looking for people that will care about you and your ideas, please connect with us at Kobe on our Instagram or Facebook, or sign up for our email list so you can stay up to date on our events. This is what we're all about and why we exist. We know it can be hard to find like-hearted creatives. Number three, know what your strengths are and what you aren't so good at. If you're someone who is great at starting something but struggle to follow through, find someone who is great at finishing a project and will keep you involved throughout it. If you've got ideas but tend to just stay there, find someone who is a great activator who will get you started. And number four, look for people who don't think the same way as you. It's easy to want to find teammates who agree with your perspective, but you're actually missing out on a lot of potential if you don't have different opinions. Well, I hope this gets you excited about collaborating with others. If you're interested in doing that, we have launched our Creative Mastermind group where you can build connections and be around other like-minded creatives who want to see your ideas and projects succeed. You can do that online at co-b.org. Or if you have any questions, contact us through the website. Now reach out to some people and go create together. Until next time. If this was helpful, rate our podcast, leave a review, and share it with anyone you think that needs to hear this. Hope to be back with you soon. Enjoy your journey.